weather is, Mr. Speaker. Canadians are afraid of climate change. They're afraid of the extreme weather events. They're afraid of the concerns we have about a brighter future. And what we are doing is fighting climate change every day.
Glenn, are you afraid of climate change?
I have no fears, champ, but I can tell you this government under this clown, that's a danger to Canadians. You know, just read today, it came out, the majority of Canadians have more debt than savings.
And for a reason, by the way, Glenn, he has been in charge of destroying this country. This is just not bad policy decisions. It's not incompetence. It's intentional destruction of the Western country, one of the greatest countries in the world, with the biggest and greatest resources in the world. We could be the richest country in the world if we want, because we don't have the enormous population. We have a decent infrastructure. We don't have an amazing infrastructure. We have a decent infrastructure. But we have all the resources to have prosperity and abundance of all sorts. But he has been at it, and he's been at it specifically on, on orders of World Economic Forum, or the powers that use World Economic Forum as a mechanism to control politicians. However, we're going to do an episode of World Economic Forum, and if you think I'm making this stuff, because we've been accused, you know, Glenn, we've been accused of making stuff up, of factless things. But here's a video, another Justin Trudeau classic.
There are a lot of people in this province, particularly in the rural areas, that rely on the oil and gas industry for their livelihood, and they feel like their industry is under attack. How would you expect their votes when a lot of your policies could hurt their livelihood?
Well, first of all, climate change is a fact that nobody, except for conservative politicians, is debating anymore.
He uses fires. I mean, I heard it many times in the last few months that, you know, what is the actual effect of the climate change? How do we, as Canadians, for example, how do we feel it? Like, what is the thing that we can notice that changes our life other than carbon tax? How does the climate change, Glenn, change your life?
It just gives us something to talk about, really, to rip at.
Yeah, but it really hasn't changed. Like, I mean, in 30 years living here in Canada, we had all kinds of different winters. And, you know, some are warmer, some are colder, some are icier, some are more snowy. But it's never the same pattern. It's always different. But they're scaring us, like, okay, the carbon. Well, by the way, we know, brothers and sisters, they're doing weather modifications. And you can go back to our previous shows, and the links will be in the description, that the weather modification is real. And there's even a treaty between in Canada and U.S. when one country modifies the weather, they need to give heads up to the neighbor of the south or the north. That's what they're doing. Glenn, you know what's the percentage of carbon in the atmosphere?
It's very, very low, but that does...
0.04.
There you go. It's very, very hard to source that information because the algorithms protect it. Speaking of algorithms, can we just ask the people who go into the show, you know, the listeners, the viewers, can you press the like and subscribe? Because we're going against the algorithms. We're fighting against that also. It's they're against us. Too bad for them. We're going to win.
Yeah, that's a legitimate point. Yesterday I caught YouTube finagling. I mean, we don't have many views. We took a little bit of break, so we can blame the algorithm. But, you know, we use other socials like Rumble, and I don't ever promote this channel. I put the same video on Rumble, and the views and the likes are through the roof compared to YouTube. So I know YouTube is being controlled by the new bills, 101, and whatever other bills that they put through to control the media here. The point is, we still have a memory. By the way, goldfish have more than 3-second memory. I have some fish living with me right now in the house. I have a fish tank. They actually have a better memory than most people. And we just want to remind people that the fires, the forest fires that were started, they were arsons. And now actually the mainstream, Glenn, talking about that. What does it mean if the mainstream talking about it? Here, let's watch this video really quick.
Last year was Canada's worst wildfire season on record. And today we learned who is being accused of causing one of the largest. Here's CTV's Krisa Najkate.
The largest wildfire in Nova Scotia's history, officials say, has been caused by a single person.
we charged an individual, a male individual from Shelburne County.
The Barrington Lake fire started in May of last year and grew to more than 23,000 hectares, forcing more than 6,000 to flee, destroyed close to 50 homes and another 150 structures.
It was pretty devastating for the area. We have never experienced anything like that.
22-year-old Dalton Clark Stewart of Villagedale, Nova Scotia, is facing three charges, including lighting a fire on private land without permission, failing to take efforts to prevent the spread, and leaving a fire unattended. This legal expert says it's important to note the charges are not criminal.
The penalty is possibly, 6 months or 50,000. So it's much more of what we call a regulatory, or what's also called.
That's what makes me believe he's a fall guy. Like, that information right here makes me believe this guy is really wasn't doing it by himself. There may be other forces at play. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to be conspiratorial here or anything like this, but just in light of everything that we just told you, we know for a fact, like, I mean, you remember this picture, right? The fire started. This is Quebec. And this is like beginning of June. I forgot what date it is. It started all at once, June 2nd. You can say June 2nd, all the fire started at once in Quebec. June 2nd, the ground is still wet. It's not a drought. It's not hot. It's not. There's no reason for all those. It's clearly a man-made thing.
Yeah, the reason was divert everybody's attention, because at the same time it was to try and push the next level of the carbon tax through. That they're going to tax the big corporations more, and the big corporations are going to tax the consumer. So we pay it at the end, always at the bottom. The consumer is going to pay for all these increased taxes.
Remember how they pushed it, though, like in light of the climate change and all those forest fires, this is how they pushed it.
After year with climate change, we're seeing more and more intense wildfires.
And with the accelerating impact of climate change, we very much will continue to do so moving forward.
Part of this is because of climate change, and that we collectively, certainly in Canada and around the world, need to do more and accelerate the fight against climate change.
Clearly, this government has not taken the climate crisis seriously.
Their actions show that very clearly.
Our country is literally on fire, and this Liberal government thinks that business as usual is fine.
Prime Minister is right about this one thing. Climate change is real, but the policies of the current government do not meet the requirements of the moment. We're in a climate emergency. Our eyes are burning in this place. The parliamentary Ottawa bubble has been pierced by the forest fires across this country.
Yeah, and now that we know that everything that went on and all of that stuff was arson, and we knew it back then, and we called it in June. You can watch the episodes. Like, we called, we even, the orange smoke and all that, we even tied it in. Remember why the orange smoke and all this other stuff? Like, it's self-evident at this point. Glenn, what is the solution for the world? By the way, brothers and sisters, that carbon tax is a big crime. You need carbon to survive. You are carbon-based life. Actually, the life here on our planet is carbon-based life. So when they put a carbon tax, they put a carbon tax on you and your existence. Everything, the sun, what gives light, what gives energy to the earth, even people like Elon Musk, who are proponents of, like, you know, alternative energy, you know, and that's why he's pushing his electric cars and all that stuff. He has a lot of solar panel development stuff for the households. He says sun puts out enough energy in one day for the whole earth for 1 year. Right, so like we just need to find a way to harness that. What is sun? The sun is one big burning object in the sky, right? So that's it. How much carbon does that produce? Right, the point, that whole carbon thing is a big hoax. Climate change, take it for what it is. Climate changes all the time, and we're probably living the coldest times, not the hottest, really. And Glenn, any words of wisdom for the man? Who actually, like, because you're going to, here's the thing, Glenn. You're going to meet people in your crowd, at the gym, everywhere else, who's going to bring up climate change. Do you walk away and dismiss them altogether? Or do you try to convince them or point them in the right direction? Or is it all waste of breath?
Yeah, you have to discern with that person, you know. Don't have good energy chasing bad. Some people, they're just so convinced through fear that you just have to look at them and say, I feel a little bit sorry for, you know, them inside, our brothers and our sisters who are just making decisions, making movement based on fears. And that creates anxiety, so you're never in a proper place like that. That's about it,
Pierre. This is what Pierre has to say. I mean, maybe this is the way to approach the subject.
Before I get started, I want to talk about the terrible existential crisis to the entire universe, which of course is pizza ovens. I know that Prime Minister Trudeau and his federal agency have launched an outright crusade against pizza ovens. They started in Montreal. But we know that they will get out here to Vancouver. So Vancouverites who are locked in their homes and terrified of pizza ovens should be at ease that Justin Trudeau will come to your rescue. Don't worry about your 100% rent increase or the fact that you can't feed yourself. Justin Trudeau is spending your money going after pizza ovens here and everywhere, and he will not stop until this crisis is resolved.
Yeah, and they're going to build a little bit more of coal plants in China, Africa, and everywhere else. And we're probably going to finance it by sending them more money because we need to maintain the economies. Glenn, thank you for being part of the show today. And brothers and sisters, we'll see you on the next one. Glenn, we make a community worse for everyone.